Okay, then what else?
Verse 4. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto this great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. Verse 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life.
No, not even Achan. Not any of the kings could stand before him, because he was going to do, he was called and chosen by God because God knew he was the best man. You're not the best man. I am. God chose me, not you. You're not the better than me if you're a woman. God chose me, not you. All right?
Yes.
And he chose Joshua. Why? Because he was the best man. He chose Moses because he was the best man. There was another, not another man on earth like him. And that's why he chose Job, because he was the best man. Not his kids. His kids died. Amen?
Yes.
You don't like that? Well, you're very presumptuous. You're full of pride. And pride goeth before a fall. I didn't choose this position, and really, I never even wanted it. That's why I always shoved Susie up to the front. I only took this position lately. I've never even used Tony Alamo by itself until the Lord just forced me to do it just now. He told me to do it, and I don't want to disobey the Lord. Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, the same as Billy Graham Christian Ministries, the same as Oral Robert Ministries, but it's not the same. I stay on the Word, and I'm not exalting the Catholic cult or anything else other than the Lord. Okay, and so if people think that I'm not worthy, then you take that to the Lord and leave it there. Amen?
Amen.
Take your burdens to the Lord and just leave it there, okay? Then what?
As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Verse 6, be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. 7, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law,
okay, that means be very strong and courageous in doing the law, the Bible, what the Bible says to do. Okay? That's what strong is. It isn't, somebody with big muscles because they take steroids and all kinds of stuff like that. It's being strong is to do what the Lord says. If he tells you to follow the leader, then you follow the leader. If you're not, you're a weakling. There's weaklings in the church, you know. They despise, you know, that they have to do, that they can't get up on the pulpit and exalt themselves. When they get up there, they embarrass the entire church. Well, you just sit out, because you're not going to get up there and do that. You better walk in the Spirit, because if you get up there and say things that I know are not the Spirit, then I know you're not spiritual. You're off into pride, and you want to get up there and keep exalting yourself. Or if you screech when you sing and you just get on people's nerves, you're not to be up there singing because you sing too loud or something like that. Sing the whole congregation. If you refuse to sing, all of you people in the congregation, then you're against the will of the Lord. If you know how to play a musical instrument and you won't get up there and give glory to the Lord with it, then you are not of the Lord. Okay? Now, you know, and don't be playing really soft, and don't be playing overly loud. But play in the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And raise your hands up and start praising and thanking the Lord. During different times of the service, do it. Don't just at the beginning, like it's formal or cut and dry. Do it the right way. Okay? Then what?
Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand.
No, don't go to the right hand into the ditch of doing nothing. Or to what?
Or to the left.
Or to the left into the ditch of presumptuousness, like you're going to take it over. Okay? It's straight and narrow. Don't go to the right or don't go to the left. Just stay there. Don't get so enthusiastic to where you're going to manipulate, to try to manipulate the work of God, because that isn't the work of God. You have to have patience. It's a virtue. Tribulations worketh patience, the Bible says. So I had a Beatles album all these years, and we were broke. And the Lord would not let me sell that Beatles album. Could have sold it for millions. And we could have been sitting on top of the world, right, with the world. Amen? Because then I wouldn't have known that it was the Lord blessing me. I would have figured that, and everybody would have figured, it's Tony blessing us because he did this thing and the Beatles were impressed and Pete Best was impressed. And that's why he gave them an album. And now we're all eating and drinking sumptuously on it. And we're living high on the hog because of what Tony did. But no, Tony had patience. Amen?
Amen.
And I was I'm like a heap of ashes. I'll just wait until the Lord blesses me, because it doesn't make me enjoy whatever I get if it's Tony that got it. Amen?
Yeah.
Or some presumptuous person that says, I got it. Because you wouldn't have got it in the first place if it wasn't for the Lord. But there's some things that the Lord will let you get and sell, and some things that he won't. You can't sell narcotics and drugs, and I will not sell Antichrist Beatle albums, okay?
Yeah.
All right, then what?
That thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest.
Wait. Read that verse again.
Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest.
Yeah, if you get into the ditch, one way or the other, of doing nothing or presumptuousness, you're not going to prosper. And then you wonder, well, why am I not healed? Or why don't I have money? Or why is my son or daughter, why did they leave the church? Why did they almost get killed in battle over in Iraq or Iran, either way, or somewhere else in this world where we're sticking our nose, the people of the United States government are following the orders of Rome and sticking their nose into other people's businesses? Why is my son or daughter on drugs? Why are they into sin? Because they see you being presumptuous, and therefore they figure they can too. Because monkey see, monkey do. If you're a monkey, do the things that monkeys do, which is the opposite of what the Lord tells you to do, your son or daughter is going to turn into a monkey to just not do what the Lord says. All right, then what?
8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth.
Okay, this book of the law, don't let it depart out of your mouth. Don't let you forget it, or don't let you start preaching another gospel. Then what? There is no other gospel. There's no other truth. Okay, then what?
But thou shalt meditate.
But you shall meditate on what the Lord says. Amen?
Amen.
What it really says. In other words, the authorities on this earth are my ministers. Amen?
Amen.
We'll say, we minister too. You are not called, chosen, and elected. You may have been called into the ministry into my ministry, which the Lord gave me. But you are not, many are called, but very few are chosen. You are not chosen to be the leader of it, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You will never, you have never been chosen to do that. And you're not elected to do it. God voted for me. Okay, I could care less if you vote for me, because I'm not a politician. But God, against my will, voted for me. Just like he did Paul. Paul wanted to kill Christians. I didn't want anything to do. I wanted to tear the cross down. And Susie wanted me to preach to God. I did not want. I don't want to be associated with the phonies. God called me and chose me. And elected me to do it, not you, okay, to be the leader, the authority on this earth. Now, there's all kinds of people that are preaching my messages today, and that's fine. I want them to, okay? But they're because they come from the Lord, and they must be believed upon, and they must be executed on, and I want you to preach the same messages, but still, I'll run the church according to what the Lord tells me to do daily. Amen?
Amen.
And throughout the day. Okay, let's get that straight right now. Okay, and then what?
This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night.
Okay, why do you have to meditate day and night? It's because the same thing as the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. We eat the word of God, and then we meditate on it so that it becomes alive in us and that we begin doing it. If you don't, the sheep, they eat it, it goes to the grass, goes down into their lower stomach, which is supposed to be the word of God, symbolic of the word of God going into our lower stomach, into our bowels, and then it comes back up. The Bible says it's like a river of water, a well of water that wells back up and regurgitates, you know, through us and all throughout our being by meditating in it, and it becomes, we become part of the word. Amen. So that's why it's important to meditate. If you don't lie down, if you don't take time out during the day to meditate on the word of the Lord and let it become part of you, then you're just a hearer of the word but not a doer of the word. All right? Because we're not to be hearers only, but doers. And by meditation, we don't look into the mirror and then depart and forget who we are. But we take the time during the day to talk to the Lord and to let his word, to think about his word, what it means, so that we're able to, as I do, expound upon it as it's supposed to be. Amen?
Amen.
To where it makes sense to you. Amen?
Amen?
Okay, then go.
Thou shalt meditate therein day and night.
Day and night? Yes. If you want to digest that, word as food, because the word, as I've told you before in the past in other messages, is your food and water. Amen?
Amen.
And he maketh you lie down in the word, in the green pastures, to meditate and to digest it and to eat and to let it assimilate into your system, into your mind, that you might have the mind of Christ, so that you can be as Christ in this world. Amen.
Yeah.
Without meditation, you can't do that. So that you have the peace and joy of the Lord, to where you go into the service that you're, the Spirit is there with you. Amen.
Yeah.
It's a commandment. Amen.
Amen.
To meditate day and night. And if you're not doing that, well, then of course you're presumptuously thinking that you can get along in the spiritual realm without following this commandment. You're in the ditch of presumption. And you're in the ditch also of not doing anything, because you can't do anything without Christ, without him as your food and drink, your meditation both day and night. Amen?
Yes.
Okay, then what?
Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written.
So that you can observe, so you can always remember to do everything, what?
All that is written therein?
Yeah, all that you've heard, you've read. Now, just reading the word is not enough. Just hearing the word is not enough. You have to meditate on the word so that you're able to do what?
To do according to all that is written therein.
Yeah, you won't be able to do any of it unless you meditate, it says right there. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous.
For then. You want to be prosperous? Then you're going to make your way prosperous if you meditate. If you're not prosperous, it's because you're not taking time out during the day to meditate. Amen?
Amen.
Isn't this an important message?
Yes.
Okay, then what?
And then thou shalt have good success.
And then, if you don't have good success, why can't you say the right thing? Are you always saying the wrong things or always doing the wrong thing? How is it that you're not a successful baby Christian or full-grown Christian you've never developed before? Because it says right here, because you must, in order to do that, to have good success and be prosperous in everything, that the Lord will make you prosper if you do his will, and his will is to meditate to hear, to read, to hear the word, and to read the written word, and to meditate in the spirit on the word so that you can be prosperous in everything that you do, to be very successful in all that you do. Amen?
Amen.
Don't you want to be successful and prosperous?
Yes.
If you get a disease, sickness, infirmity or something, don't you want to be healed?
Yes.
Well, that's prosperity is not just money. It's the thing that's the most prosperous thing to me is that I know the Lord and I hear His voice. Because, you know, if I keep thinking I want money, I want to be in the leadership position, which the Lord knows I don't care. If God calls, told me somebody else has to be in the leadership, I'd be the first one to step aside. Because I did that with Susie, a woman, and I've never respected women in my life, but yet I put her up front because, you know, you said, Lord, earlier in my Christian life to listen to your wife. And so I did, but I never put it together that I should listen to her, that I should preach. I just thought I should listen to her because she preaches better than I do. All right, but that wasn't true. I had a lot to learn, amen, and I've learned it the hard way. God had to take her out of the way for me to be able to want to even get in here. And He, just as late as of last January, has told me to start preaching the gospel, to start reading the word, amen? And we were not really prosperous before that, but then when I started doing that, I had to meditate on the word, and that's when we started becoming prosperous. And now if you'll all do the same thing, we'll even become more prosperous. You'll be prosperous too. Amen?
Amen.
And very successful. Successful in keeping your mouth shut when you're supposed to. Successful in taking orders, instructions. Successful in putting down the devil whenever he comes with depression or any kind of negative thoughts. You'll be very successful in putting them down. You'll be successful. You will not be tempted. Even though you are tempted, you'll be able to put that down. That's success. Amen?
Amen.
And you'll be successful in learning the wisdom and knowledge and understanding of the Lord. You'll be a successful soul winner. You'll be very prosperous because as you do that, you'll learn that when money comes in, give the 10% of it away. If you're living here at the church, of course, we give everything. But like I look for places that the Lord wants me to give finances to outside of the church. Whatever comes in, I look to give 10% of it away to a worthy cause, some other worthy cause, you know. And so this is being prosperous. And then if we get some kind of sickness, disease, we're meditating in the Lord and saying, Lord, you said that I'll be prosperous and successful in every way. And that means that you got to heal me, Lord. It's your word. You cannot go back on your word. I've got you going to heal me, okay? Because I already am healed. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. Now let's go to the first Psalm. Is that all there?
That was through verse 8.
Okay. Go to Psalm 1 now. And let's just read right through it.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Right, you're not to listen to each other, because that's the ungodly thing to do. You're supposed to follow the instructions of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And the one that's in authority. Then what?
Nor standeth in the way of sinners.
Yeah, in other words, if you're in the church and then you're some unsaved person comes in and all of you like a ravenous wolves go around them and it makes them think you're a cult and come on, you got to get down to the altar. You're not trusting that the Holy Spirit has enough power to cause them to want to go down to the altar. And that is very bad because you're very presumptuous in thinking that the Holy Spirit isn't powerful enough to draw a man unto the Lord. And many of you have caused people that don't want to serve the Lord to come down, and they've done a lot of harm to the church. And they go away talking bad about the church. No more than one person, if you just come over and say you want to come down and, to the altar and pray. And, well, no, I just don't feel like I'm ready. Oh, You mean you're not ready to pray? I mean, listen, praying won't hurt you. Or you're not opposed to asking the Lord for something. No, okay, well, come on. But, I mean, to just say, you want a guy, go to hell, and all, that's not the spirit of the Lord, okay? That is not the Lord. All right, and then next.
Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Two, but his delight is in the law of the Lord.
Again, the law of the Lord is the Bible. His delight is in the Word of God. Then what?
And in his law doth he meditate day and night.
And in his word does he meditate day and night. Why? Because all of his ways will be prosperous. Amen?
Amen.
And he'll be very successful. Because, but without meditation, you cannot be prosperous, or you cannot you can't have prosperity, or you can't be successful in anything you do. You'll never be successful over your own wants and desires. I mean, some people say, I want to lose weight, but I haven't got the power, the strength in my body to be able to do it. It's because you never take time out to visit with the Lord during the day. You never meditate on his word. Or somebody, you know, I want to exercise, but I don't have the gumption to do it. Or I want to win souls, but I feel so tired all the time that I just, or I know I should clean the house, or I shouldn't leave stuff in the dryer for 3 days, so, or washer, so other people cannot go and wash their clothes and dry their clothes. That's very presumptuous of you. You're a person that is you're in the ditch. You're not on the straight and narrow way. Okay, then what?
Three, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
If you meditate, right?
Right.
Okay, then what?
That bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
So you have prosperity if you meditate in the word. Again, it says the same thing. Amen?
Amen.
So why don't you know, I know everybody thinks that what you're doing or what you think to do is more important than what the Lord tells you to do, and then you wonder why you don't prosper or why you're not successful. Why don't you take time out to visit with the Lord every day and meditate in his word and thank and praise him and glorify the Lord? Amen?
Amen. Verse 4, the ungodly are not so, but are like...
No, if you're not doing that, you're ungodly. You're off in the ditch. Then what?
The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. 5, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment.
No, you can't stand. If you're not standing here in this world, if you're not doing what he says here, how are you going to stand at the judgment? Standing means that you're doing everything that the Lord... That's what faith is that you're doing everything that the Lord says. That means meditating, praying without ceasing, meditating in the Word. Well, how do we do it? Meditate, and you'll know. Okay? The Lord will show you all things. I mean, if you don't want to be prosperous or be successful, well, then don't do it. Okay, if you want to still remain a stick in the mud, if you want to still be fat or skinny or unfruitful or whatever you are, or sick, full of disease, but we have to think about the Lord, because we didn't make him up. He made us up. Amen?
Amen.
The whole $1.97 worth of us. But he wants our spirits to be developed into his spirit to the fullness of his stature. It's what's inside of this body is what counts. Amen?
Amen.
The spirit of the Lord in our spirit. Then we're very worthwhile because we are the body of Christ, a member of the body of Christ. Okay, then what?
5, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. 6, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
That means to go to hell. Amen?
Amen.
Mark has some other scriptures here too. In that regard, go to Psalm 19, verse 14.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable.
My meditation of my heart, the words of my mouth. Let me always say the right thing. And the meditation, when I'm meditating in my heart, do what?
Be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord.
No, I don't want to be unacceptable. The greatest treasure in this world is not that I get more money. It's that I'm acceptable to the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, I hear all these black churches talking, well, you're going to have a new car. And the white churches, too. I mean, all of them are saying, you're going to have a new house. You're going to... I don't care about that kind of stuff. I want to be successful in hearing from the Lord, okay? I want to be have communication. I want to, like Solomon, I just want to be able to have the wisdom and knowledge and understanding that comes from the Spirit of the Lord by meditating with Him. Amen?
Amen.
Meditating on Him in the spiritual realm, because we're in the natural realm here, and there's nothing down here that's of any lasting value. Everything's going to burn up down here. But I want to have the direction, the prosperity, and the successfulness that the Lord wants me to have. And I can't have that unless I have His direction, unless I meditate both day and night on Him. Amen. Then what?
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer.
Yeah, because He's our strength, and nobody else can redeem us but Him, so why not pay attention to Him and give Him some of our time today? Amen?
Amen.
And every day. Don't you feel the Spirit of the Lord when you're being instructed in this manner? Because this is the instructions of the Lord for you and I to do. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, now, Psalm 119. Verse 15.
I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways.
Yeah, in other words, I'll have respect and meditate unto your ways because I want to be prosperous. I want to be successful. Amen?
Amen.
How can I be successful and prosper if I don't do what, is it saying?
I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways.
Yeah, if I meditate in your word and do the thing, stay the way, be the way you were when you were here on earth, walk in your way. Because you're the way. You're the truth. You're the life. My life. Amen?
Amen.
And the life of anybody else that will do that. Okay, now also Psalm 119, verse 23.
Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes.
So, that right, because he meditated, God gave him the word to say, okay, now go over here to this cave. Go over here to that place, because he meditated, got direction from the Lord in meditation. Amen?
Amen.
They were like, I know that people in the church, I get word that people outside the church are like scheming against me. Somehow the Lord sends a little bird to tell me, gets word, you know, they're scheming against you or something like this. And then I'm able to, and then he tells me how to react to it. Amen?
Amen.
So a lot of people say, well, how does he, is he supposed to know everything? No, I don't know anything save Christ and Him crucified. Amen?
Amen.
But I do know enough to meditate on the Lord and get direction from it because He knows everything. Amen?
Amen.
He knows everything. Now, verse 40, what is it? 48 or 78? The 78.
Not 48.
48.
My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments.
Okay, do you lift your hands up to the, when you read the commandments of the Lord and say, I willingly do what you tell me, Lord. I willingly do it. Because I know I want to be prosperous and be successful. I don't want to go to hell. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes.
I'll meditate in your word. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, now verse 78, Psalms 119, 70. This is all Psalm 119.
Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause.
Yeah, everyone in this world, they're like dealing perversely with me. They've railroaded me into prison. They throw me in jail many times for passing out literature, and some of you other ones, too, they put in jail. And they've lied. There's, like, stuff on the Internet that just lies about us all the time. Okay, now, let's read that again so that there's no disruptions.
Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause.
Yeah, but there's no cause. Why? Because we preach the gospel. We're trying to get them to go to the kingdom of heaven. We're trying to pull them out of both sides of the ditch, trying to pull them right out of the very bowels of hell and the lake of fire. And they deal proudly. I mean, it's like we're trying to do something wrong to them, or that we're a cult because we're doing what the Lord said. People talk about you and they don't, have never met you, they don't know you, and they just they can't understand. The people in the natural realm, this world, cannot understand something from the supernatural realm, the kingdom of heaven. They can't understand a person that's been called from heaven because we're not like them. We don't run to riot like they do. We don't love to watch riot, and we don't love to make war. We don't love to do anything like that. The war that we have is the war that against them. We're the Satan. We never go on the offensive with them. We always are defending ourselves with the Word of God and defending the gospel, which is also, but we do preach the gospel into the world, which people don't like. They're offended at it, and it torments them because they hear that if they don't do these things, they're going to bind up in hell in the lake of fire. And therefore, even though the Bible says that and it's the Word of God, they say that we're a cult. And all the ones that don't say that, they think are really nice churches. But God said, woe be unto them, because they're like chaff. And they're the cult, for sure. Then what else?
But I will meditate in thy precepts.
Yes. They're trying to do everything bad to you, but David says, I'll meditate in thy precepts and statutes, is your word, so that I can get direction from you as to what to do when they're trying to stack the deck on him. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, now go to Ephesians chapter 3. Read verse 20.
Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
Okay, there's a power that works in us, and that power is there if we are meditating on the Lord, if we are doing everything that he says. Because the Lord will not stay in a vessel. His power will not stay in us if we're not doing, striving for perfection, doing everything that he says. Okay.
Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages.
Okay, the glory in the church. There's not going to be any glory in the church. If you walk into a church and there's like funeral music, very soft, and if people are just sitting there very morbid and they're not dressed properly, the clothes are all disheveled, and they holes in it, and they got holes in their shoes or something, who wants to go to a church like that? It looks like Satan has just whipped you down to the earth instead of you whipping Satan down to the earth and showing yourself to be Christians and showing yourself to be blessed of the Lord. Then what?
That was the end of it.
Okay, now go up to verse 1.
For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, 2. If ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you word.
The grace of God, which is the power of God, which I'm giving you right now. This is how to have power in God. All right? And you know, the world needs more of this teaching. And I'm not saying that God may not tell me to tell you to go to Paris, France, or to open a church there, or to go to Cleveland, or Detroit, if I see and God sees that you're doing all the things that He commands to do and that the power of the Lord is in you, He will maybe designate a city for you to go in and occupy for Him. And so read that again.
If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you word.
So I've been given the power of God. The grace of God means, sister says, by the power of God I shall prevail. A lot of people say that's undeserved favor. Well, I don't think I deserved being saved, but I do deserve it because Jesus died, and so therefore that makes me deserving to be saved. But I only got saved by the power of God. Grace to me means like, you know, tripping across the stage, you know, like a ballerina or something. Because nobody can really define what grace means. But if you read the original, it's power, the power of God. By God's power, I'll be raised from the dead. And I have been raised from the dead, but I'll raise on the last day. Then what else?
3, how that by revelation He made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words.
And these are mysteries of God that you're learning here, but if you're not acting upon them, then they are meaningless. Then you're on the side of the road. You're presumptuous that you don't have to do what the Lord says. Okay, and so the Lord is telling me to end this particular message. I could go on with this message from now until the Lord comes back to earth again. You will too if you just read the word in the manner that it's written. Amen? And so this was going to be Joshua, the 22nd chapter, but what I'm going to do is start another tape and do chapter 22 right now. Until you listen to chapter 22, God bless you and praise the Lord.